So hello and welcome to my podcast, and it's Learn Reiki and Connect, and it's with me, Tracy Matthews. And we're going to be talking about, am I in a contract? But first, I'd just like to welcome all those that are new and those that have been tuning in for a while. And I hope you're well as you are just sort of listening in and just spending a little bit of time. Because this space is really about helping each other. Not only to connect with, but to recognize the light that is within us. And that light is a part of you because it holds so much knowledge and so much wisdom. But, and I say this quite a few times, the thing is, when we hit like a roadblock or we don't feel good or something derails us, we don't know how to put it right. You know, we don't know how to sort of go about dealing with it. And especially if we're on our spiritual journey, we can sort of feel that there's something wrong with us. And it sort of gets us all in a bit of a muddle. And we end up struggling, just struggling along and focusing on what I call dealing with the effects and the symptoms rather than really what put us there. And this is what this space, this podcast is all about, because I really kind of want to help all those who've entered into a difficult part of their life or their spiritual journey. So something perhaps has thrown you off balance. Maybe you're just in a rut and you don't know how to get out of it. And with that comes endless cycles, the same old pattern. And maybe it's just the same old things as well. Situation, lack of, relationship, and the effect this has on us, well, it pulls us down. This is where our mental health suffers and even our physical health. And this is an interesting one because there's a lot that know that you're here to do something. But, you know, you're not quite sure how to go about finding out or what to do, or you do know, but it's all a bit too much. So you've sort of gone on a little bit of a close down. Or maybe you've simply just had the glimpse of your power and it overwhelms you. And I've met ones like that. And what we end up doing is sort of kind of leaving it alone. But you know, through all of this, I have realized and I've learned that all answers are from within us. The question is, and it always will be, how do we access it? So this is where my inner voice, where I've gone on and really tried to find a way to access this. And that's what my work is all about. And it's really that inner voice or that intuitive feeling or sense that's helped me to work out a lot of the difficult challenges and maybe the times that have completely thrown me off balance, because I don't know what it is. We tend to sort of, when things aren't going so good, that's the time we stop meditating. That's the time we sort of like, don't bother. We just seem to sort of go into ourselves. But in actual fact, it's something that I've come to realize and try to put into practice. This is the time that we need to hear our higher self. Because we forget that part of us. And we just seem to, like I said, struggle on. But it's also essentially helped me look through what I refer to the lens of our soul. Because when you do that, you're going to see your truth. You're going to remember who you are. And you're going to remember what you've come here to do. And you're going to be able to get out of whatever rut that you've got into, whatever it is that's gone on for you, that's sort of just causing you to lose your focus. So we're going to jump in this week's podcast, where we are looking at, am I in a contract? Now this is quite an interesting subject. So what do you think about that? What do you know about that? You know, we're beginning to sort of understand a lot of quite sort of deep spiritual concepts and understanding the dynamics of relationships. And one of them is, am I in a contract? So what about you? Do you get a sense that you're in a contract with a particular person? If you feel that you are, how do you know that you're in a contract? And that's why I think it's going to be good to really look at and talk about what even are contracts? What types of contracts are there? And what does being in a contract even look like? And then that last bit, well, how can you free yourself from a contract? So stick around. Don't go anywhere. Honestly, stay with me, because I think you'll find this information helpful. And to help you stick around, why not for next time, hit the subscribe button. Join me each week, because this is a place where we're going to talk about things like this. Like I said, it's about staying connected to source whilst we're having, a physical life, experiencing a physical body. So, okay, we are looking at contracts. So what are contracts? Well, if you look up the definition, it's kind of essentially an agreement between two parties. And that creates an obligation to do something. So it's something like an agreement that there is almost like we are going to do it, hence the obligation. Now let's translate that into what that means for the soul. Well, before you were born, you made some contracts with other souls. We all do. Now, in other words, you and another soul agreed to do something. And what I've noticed is quite often this is all to do with learning. This is all to do with sort of whatever went down previously is either coming back again and really kind of looking at the situation, if you like, and doing things differently. Having more of a better outcome to what previously went down. So before you were born, you and I had made contracts with other souls. So in other words, you agreed to learn something. And especially when we come here in our physical lives, it's always about learning lessons. So to put this a bit in context, it usually originates from something that went down in a past life that you shared with a soul that is incarnated with you again. And these contracts or agreements, for another word, are not consciously made while we're here, but we always reaffirm them by actions. And like I said, this is always when I look at sort of what's created the contract in the first place, it's normally something went down. It's normally intense. There's a level of trauma because it's going to be from a real life event that has happened between you and another person in a previous life. So I just want to go over that again, because what do I mean we're not consciously aware of it, that we've made a contract? Well, the simple answer to that, when we get here, we forget. We forget these contracts that we've made prior to being born. That's one of the things that we come in. Our memory is kind of erased. And half the time we are, this is the spiritual journey, isn't it? When we are remembering who we are, remembering certain things that we said along the way. The other thing is about reaffirming these agreements. This is when we meet that person, this soul, where it will trigger the same energy. And hence we do the same thing of action that was originated from a previous life. And I always find that very interesting, because even though it might look slightly different to what went down, the energy and the pattern is still running as if you were in the life previously, because the energy between the two people is exactly the same. So, you know, I've seen this personally with myself. I've had to work through this and understand this. And I've actually seen it with others as well in the work that I do. And this is where we can understand and have a little bit more cognizance around why we do what we do. And this, I think, is how we arrive at, I don't know why I feel this way or behave this way, but I do. And I think it's quite deep, and we're putting it into simple sentences. But when we start to unravel this, we begin to sort of understand a little bit more on a deeper level why we're actually doing what we do. And there's almost an element that we can't help ourselves, because we're kind of, there's a level of reaffirming through actions. So these contracts are almost like a level of energetic ties, rather, where we have unfinished business. And just going back to what I said, incidentally, these agreements normally come from some level of event or a situation that has a level of trauma to it. In other words, something went down previously, and that's where the work that I do kind of really helps us to go beyond the consciousness, to go to the subconscious and find out, well, what happened? What went down? And why is this still a pattern of a cycle that we're in with this person? You know, and this can take a soul several lifetimes incarnating, meeting up and figuring it out and trying to work through it. And I think this brings us then to the next question. Well, what types of contracts are there? Well, I've come across a couple of them, and you might be aware, but essentially I've come across soulmate contracts. And I've seen contracts of healing and contracts of protection. And we're going to look at them a little bit to sort of find out really what that kind of looked like. But have you heard any of those terms before? I think soulmate, I think that's a little bit more widely sort of known, and people understand a little bit more about that. But I have to say, it wasn't until I sort of deep dived a little bit in learning around the Akashic Records and just really from the soul perspective, that somebody could, how they could even get into what's called a healing energetic tie with a person, and how they can even get into a tie of protection with a person. But we'll look at that a little bit. And I think it's always good, what does this kind of stuff look like? Because unless we understand what it looks like, we don't make no correlation to it. So the soulmate one, I'd like to share my experience of a soulmate contract. Because I met this person 16 years ago, and something in me recognised him. There was no vocabulary back then. There was just no words for it. I couldn't even know how to put this into words. This has come much later on. But I felt like I'd recognised him. But I knew I hadn't recognised him. And I wouldn't have even back then had the words to say in this life. But I just knew it wasn't now. But I recognised him. And I felt that I'd seen his face before. There was like a level of familiarity there, which for me was like a sense, an intuitive feeling, and all that was ram-packed in that literally within a second. I had that sense. I have actually done a podcast all about this topic, and some of you might be really interested in that. It's only actually on YouTube, but it's how to recognize a twin flame connection. You might want to check that out if that kind of resonates with you. Because I know that the article, I've written an article as well, and it's well looked at. And I think there's a lot of people that are still sort of trying to sort of work through that kind of dynamic, that kind of energy when you are in a relationship. So anyway, just sort of going back to this, I would say when I saw this person, it was a soul recognition. Now that's the words I'd put now. At the time, there was a sense of deep down acknowledgement. So I felt this person, and this was a kind of feeling that I have never felt with anybody before. So I knew that this was a different, really a different relationship, a different person to all the people that were in my life that I love, my children, my dear friends. I love them. This was different. Now, we had our fair share over the 10 years that we were together of cycles and patterns. But what really made this so different compared to being married for 10 years, kind of the same length of time of sort of being with somebody, there was a lot of immense spiritual growth. Now, maybe there was a little bit of bias because this one, it was a different relationship and it felt more. And what I mean by that is even in the most difficult relationship, there's always spiritual growth. But for this one, there was much more fun attached to it. Hence, that's why I say there was a little bit more bias on my part. But if I'm honest, the 10 years of when being married was just full and impactful with spiritual growth, but it was done completely different. Whereas this had a different energy to it. So I guess it wasn't until around about 2017 is when I professionally started to do some training in the Akashic Records, because 2013 is when I really sort of stumbled across this. But 2017 is where I was doing some case studies. So I was asking different ones to read their Akashic Records. So I asked him, you know, do you mind? Can I read your records? And he said, yes. And I found this really profound. Because when I accessed, and especially with getting to the bit with our soul journey, well, there it all was. 10 years of, well, up at that point, it was around about sort of, how many years would that be? Eight, nine, so around about 8 years at that time. It was all what I had noticed and felt, but in a non-verbal way. And this is the thing as well. There was a little thing called a contract. So I thought, okay, this is interesting. And this is where I started to sort of really understand these energetic ties. Now, what that meant for me, I was able to sort of find out, well, how many lifetimes have we been trying to figure this out? In other words, when did this start? How did it originate? For us, it was 15 lifetimes ago. And we're talking about years here. We're talking about lifetimes. So that was something I had to get my head around. And then I was able to understand, well, what does a soulmate contract look like? Well, sometimes they're not always the best in terms of working things out, because it throws up a lot of codependency, a lot of needy behaviour. And that was certainly exhibited on my side. And I certainly recognised some of these traits that I had. And I can only speak for myself. This is what I was going through. And obviously from another person, I was able to sort of see from his point of view and how he felt. Because there's always two sides. There's always how, when you're in a contract, it's very interesting how the other person feels to how the other one. Of course, when you're reading for someone, I'm reading for the person, not looking into necessarily anything other than the soul that, I guess, wants the, you know, the reading. So this was quite interesting that these kind of energetic ties keep you going, and then you kind of feel like you need to be together. And this sort of explained a little bit of our push and pull, where you kind of, you want to be together, but then you need those times to breathe. And so there was a lot more going on. And if you're interested, perhaps, of just finding a little bit more, I have done a written article about contracts. Are you in one? And that might resonate with you if you want to just go a little bit more deeply. Or, like I said, you might want to look at that podcast about, I named it Twin Flames. But the contract was actually quite mutual. And what that showed me, that it was, in our case, mutual when it originated, and it was still currently in this lifetime mutually. And I'll speak a little bit more about that in a minute and how things can change. So this sort of got me on that understanding of how these energetic ties, these pulls to be with a particular person, and to sort of, maybe there is a little bit of unfinished business to do together and working out. And normally there is like a lesson, or if you like, a theme or something that you both kind of want to work out. So that was, I found, particularly sort of interesting. And I have to say, hand on heart, everything was really accurate. You know, talking to him about this, he didn't say no either. And I always think that's really good, because obviously for me, I was more sort of like on a healing journey than perhaps he was. Sometimes, you know, there's a partner that's more sort of into crystals or Reiki and healing, and the other one just isn't, but there's still a connection there. Now, I'm not saying he wasn't spiritual, because there was an element there of cognizance and awareness that was incredible. But I guess for me, I was pretty much more down the healing route. But he understood what I was talking about. So let's just move on a little bit now and look at what's called a healing contract. So what does that even mean? I always found this sort of looking at this, and it wasn't until I started having sessions with real people and understanding how this was playing out with someone. So how does a contract of healing play out in someone's in their life? Well, this is all to do with a level of investment in healing someone. This is all to do with energy and how people can get completely energy sucked. And this results in uneven exchanges of energy. And I'm going to share one an example of where somebody had a session and there was a past life that was revealed, that there was a tragic injury, an accident of in that lifetime between the male, the boyfriend, and a girlfriend. And it was the girlfriend that had a tragic injury and an accident. And what transpired is that the boyfriend blamed himself. And he was so worried. And he took all the responsibility of what happened and did everything that he could to try sort of to heal and fix the situation. Now, fast forward, and this is why the session was required, in the present life, this energy of giving has presented itself again, this whole energetic between now two females. And what was transpiring between these two friends is the scenario was that one of them was pretty much had that need to look after the other friend. And that laid heavily on her. And there wasn't a level of understanding as to why that was. And incidentally, the other friend also had a medical issue. And this sort of almost reinforced that she needed to look after her friend. And this sort of whole mirrored really what went down before, slightly different, but the same energetic pattern. There was this need to sort of give energy constantly, thinking about her friend's well-being. You know, that was such a priority to this individual. And this situation, I'd always sort of have a look. Well, who's on the giving end? Who's on the receiving? And it was exactly the same as it was in the life that it originated from. It was the boyfriend who was incarnated as a girl, the female who now had a friend who was female, but the energy was still there. So hence this contract, this energetic tie of coming back again and really having the same dynamic, which was what was going on. And this was really impactful. This helped her to understand why she's drained. Always constantly worrying about her friend's well-being. And this wasn't necessarily the case for the other one. And I'll talk about the reason why that could be shortly. So this was quite an interesting sort of scenario. And when we look at that, really, we're all sort of in energy exchanges. But when we're in something where we take the responsibility to take on that healing for someone else, that level of wanting to please and help, and that level of investment, it's an energy suck, especially if it's not in return, it's not mutual. And this was the other one as well. Now, this brings us on to the protection. What does a contract of protection look like? Well, again, this will be always something that transpired, resulting in either like a decision of making a vow or even a promise. I remember this session where that this very scenario, you know, was created. And again, this was always, this is a past life, traumatic, where something did go down and it was abuse had taken place. And this was witnessed by a sibling. So these were two siblings in the past life, and the other sibling makes that, if you like, decision, that sort of agreement that I'm going to protect you no matter what. And it was quite interesting that during that lifetime, this was kept between them for the duration of that life. And if we fast forward again, and this was one of the things that came up in this person's reading, that in the current and the present life, the souls had changed roles to husband and wife. And this is the dynamic that was going on, because they're both dealing with the energy and the agreement of protection. Now, what did this look like? Well, in this individual, they were really overwhelmed, because the relationship was so intense. And there were certain patterns that were both feeling overwhelmed and suffocated in the relationship. And it wasn't until this came out that was sort of understanding why there wasn't even an energy, yeah, that energy is protection. It comes out in so many different ways. You know, and it, and especially when it's starting to get a little bit on the suffocation side, where there's a level of not wanting them to go that place, you know, don't do this, don't do that, and then it all starts to escalate. And this is really a moment of clarity when we can sort of look at this and, if you like, peel back really where this all come from and what was going on. And this is where I'd like to add also this phenomenon of when there is a one-sided contract. So I always find this very interesting. We're going to cycle back to that example between the boyfriend and the injured girlfriend, because in this lifetime they were two female friends, but the other friend had let go of the contract, and this was brought up because this was also made aware. And this is how clarity from a deeper soul perspective, because that client knew that it wasn't the same for the other person. You know, and that female friend was hurt over her friend because it was not reciprocated. That level of investment and energy and that healing aspect of wanting to please and all of that, this giving was not in return. So we was able to sort of look at that, and this is where we get a level of orientation and understanding, and then kind of realizing, where do these thoughts and feelings come from? Where did that dynamic come from? And like I said, I always go and have a look, which one's on the giving, which one's on the receiving. Because if a person's giving, they're giving a lot of energy. Now, if the other one's receiving and they're only receiving and not giving, this can feel quite entitled. And this can sort of have the dynamic of really draining. And it then becomes really uneven exchanges of energies. So this was really a way for this person to really understand it, but from really, you know, what started it and why in this dynamic of the friendship, where that even came from. And it's really interesting because in these situations, you know, you know something's there. You can't work it out. You know this at a level, but you don't really sort of get as to the full picture. There's no consciousness in terms of how this is, but of course these actions, like I said previously, we're still upholding because we're doing the same thing, the same energy, the same action of doing something. The actual friend, the other one that had let go of the contract, found her dear friend too overpowering and was pulling away. So this was able, you know, to sort of just see it for what it was. And it's always a choice. There's always a choice. But sometimes we're in the mix, or if we're in the throes of things, we don't realise this because we're too busy sort of reacting and resisting and sort of not even aware why we're behaving or acting and feel that way or doing actions as a result. So this, in these sort of scenarios and how contracts are in place, can be almost a level of release and almost a bit of right, that makes sense. That might be something that's just running through you right now, because this is the thing. Whenever this is brought up, someone will never say to me, no, I don't agree with that. This doesn't make sense. They will know exactly what this is referring to. And sometimes the reading, I'll say, you're in a contract and it's a contract of soulmate, healing, protect, whatever. And this is how it started. Who is that person? And the client will always know. And this is really incredible because this is really a level of understanding and remembering. This is not something we're told. This is something at some level we already know. So this kind of brings us to the next part of the question we're asking. Well, how can you free yourself if you have got a sense that, you know, there's something going on with this particular person? So when I realised that a lot of the dynamics were from the past, you know, and looking back from hindsight, you then could sort of see things a little bit more clearly. And I think, have you noticed that? Hindsight's great. It's when you're going through it, it's a little bit more difficult to sort of see all the patterns and see. But do you know what? There was always a working through. There was always a part that, even though there had no labels, there had no vocabulary to it, there was a part that was always sort of navigating through it. So even without being conscious, there's always going to be a truth, and that's your soul. Your higher self is going to be guiding you. So if you're in a contract, you might be getting a sense of that. You might sort of knew about this or felt or sensed this before. Because then comes that time that we begin to understand exactly why we're going through something. Or we are ready to let it go. Because this is always to do with divine timing. That's between you, your soul. Your guides will always help you and navigate that. So how do you do this then? What are some of the things that you can do? Well, you can ask your spirit guides or your angel to help you. Just ask them. They know about this. Your guides knew this, and you knew your guides before you were born. And I have seen, especially in contracts, sometimes there is a guide that will help you just to remember a specific time or whatever that you're going through, so that there is now an opportunity to let that energetic tie, that pulling and that energy go. Because it just means, because all it represents is that you're in a pattern, that you're doing the same thing that you did before. And quite often those patterns were not free. We're doing what we do because we just think that we have to. And from a soul perspective, that's not what it is from being here. You know, when we come here, here is where all the limitations are. But this is in our lives where we can start to let things go. Start to bring awareness to it. So ask your spirit guides or your angel. So you might use what I always term the power of your intention, because that is huge. Now, I talk about that because Yasui left that whole power of intention in our consciousness through the Reiki. And I work one-to-one with people on Reiki and learning how to use that in so many ways, but to focus and connect the mind through meditation. And then really getting a grip of using that power of intention in other ways too. So use that intention just to let it go. You can state, I'm now ready, because I understand why this behaviour. I've always had an inkling that there was something keeping me tied here, when really I've outgrown it. And then you can use your free will and your power to let it go. Another way, you might want to write it all out. Journal. Get it all off your chest. And that's one of the things I did. I wrote articles. I did a blog on it. because I just needed to speak about it, share it with others. That might be something that you might like to do. There's a lot of healing involved there, and it helps others. On this situation, you either get it out there for people to see, or maybe you don't want to do that. But you use it as a symbol and tear it up. And just say, I let it go. There's lots of ways that we can do that. So you might be getting a little bit of a sense that this is resonating with you. That this energetic pull and tie is perhaps becoming more aware in you. Maybe like the time, you know, 16 years ago, I didn't have a vocabulary. There was no words for it. I didn't know how to even put it down. But at some level, I understood it. So I did choose to let the contract go with the soulmate. And this is really interesting because it doesn't mean that you let the relationship go or the bond that you have with that person, that desire and that love. This is not what we're talking about. We're just talking about that energetic tie. And I've seen many soulmate contracts over the years, and they're all very different. They're all very different stages. And for me and for the person involved, we were tired. Not with each other, but we were just tired of, there was an energy there. It's like we'd kind of done all this before. I just feel that this was right. So what happened, you know, in the past, for me, I said it had been done. So I set that intention and did the clearing. And I let it go. And I said to him, I've let it go. I've just let that tie go so that we can be free. And he said, oh, then I am too. And he did. And he died in 2018. And I really began, because I've had a couple of years now being by myself in terms of having time to sort of look at this and sort of see it for what it really was. And this was the life that we said that we wanted to move forward. Not of each other, but just of what happened in previous life and why we kept meeting up and trying to work out our relationship, our situation, etc. So it can be done. And there was more love that we had for each other. So this is not letting go of the person. It's not letting go if it's in a protection. There is always, when we love somebody, we want to protect them. It just means that we don't become overly invested and almost smother another person. It's where our actions become over actions. You know, there is that fine line there. We're not talking about letting go of feeling healing and loving someone and giving energy. We're not talking. It's when it's at its opposite, when it's overwhelming, it's interfering in a relationship. And this is always going to be felt. You'll always at some level get a sense of this. So what about you? Are you in a contract? Because there will be a part of you that will let you know it's probably resonating right now. And it's really beautiful because when we come here, we are not alone. Our spirit guides, our angels, they will guide us. You know, and I remember just when I was ready to throw in the towel at the dynamics and just all the stuff and relationships, and I just thought, do you know, I've had enough. My angel got my attention. Yes, he got my attention. Because I was getting fed up. I couldn't understand. I didn't understand it. Even though it was beautiful, it had a polarity to it. It was one extreme to another. And there was a lot of spiritual growth and involvement in it. And it was sometimes a bit too much. But my angel got my attention. And this is where I just started, go and look at that. open that article, listen. Maybe this discussion will resonate with a lot of you and some of you out there. Because this is happening for us. We're beginning to understand. We're getting a lot more cognizance and awareness. That part of us speaks to us. It lets us know it's there. And maybe what we're talking about resonates. Or maybe listening to something, or you've listened to something else and stumbled across this, or you've been reading something, and then we get that ping. And that ping, or that vibration, whatever it is, that part of you remembers a plan or a contract. And this is a fantastic example of what we've been talking about, where you hold the wisdom and knowledge. And most of the time, this wisdom and this knowledge comes through as intuitive hunches. It really is that sense. It's a knowing, it's a feeling. Nobody has to tell you. Nobody ever told me this. And it wasn't until really 8 years in, I kept this all to myself. This was just a sense, this was just a feeling. And no one tells you until you're ready to sort of find out for yourself, almost like confirming what you already knew. You know, and maybe this is a part of that hunch. And I'd always encourage that we need to just connect with that light, listen to that. You know, listen to that intuition and that knowing. And if you're ready and it feels right, then ask your spirit guides, ask your angel, whoever it is that you feel close to. You know, for some of us, it could be Jesus, it could be Mary, it could be Buddha. It doesn't really matter. When we're here, we have these different labels, these masters and teachers that have been here that have helped us through. When we're in the spirit realm, we're all one. As long as, you know, we're connected to that light. Just ask and they're there. And they will help you through whatever it is. And sometimes I've had people that are in crisis where they've been really difficultly in either with a really difficult relationship. And at the heart of it, I've seen over the years with a lot of people, there are these simple little things of contracts, these energetic ties that kind of don't help us to be free, if you like. They keep us tied. And they're exhaustive. And they can be really helping you to remain stuck. So if you've asked yourself in your mind, am I in a contract? Then maybe you might be. And this might be something that you might need to explore. You might just seek and just ask and see if that is the case for you. So it's been an interesting topic and talking about being in a contract. And I hope that this has helped you to maybe look at some of the perhaps sort of difficult relationships and even some of the really beautiful relationships. And maybe there's a little bit of a side of pull and there's something there that it's ready to let go. Or maybe it's been rocky and it sort of moves more smoother. And why has that been? Because all this is going on and sometimes it's all at an unconscious level until we're ready to be conscious about it. So I really hope that this has helped. And of course, if you'd like to have a little bit more information, you can always visit the website at learnreikiandconnect.co.uk. And I would remind you, just please do hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of the other discussions and topics. I'm on YouTube, Spotify, and listed on other platforms. And like I said, you might want to visit the website and just have a look there at some of the information, some of the written articles that might be that you fancy to have a look at, or you'd like to look up the home learning of online Reiki, or you would like to work with me one-to-one over Skype. And of course, there's always the QHHT hypnosis, Dolores Cannon's method that is so powerful, and the Akashic Records reading session. So I really enjoyed talking with you, and hope you have a really good week. And until next time, do take care and bye for now.